The grand pas de deux from the second act of Pyotr Tchaikovsky's ballet, The Nutcracker. We're going to hear a lot of Nutcracker this holiday season, and folks can see it unfold live on stage at the Stranahan Theater via Toledo Ballet this weekend. The performances are December 9th, Saturday. There are two performances at 2 p.m. and at 7 p.m., and December 10th on Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. You can find tickets at artstoledo.com/Toledo Ballet, or you can call up the box office at 419-246-8000. I also want to mention that Toledo Ballet and Toledo Symphony are a sponsor of programs on WGTE. Now it is my pleasure to welcome two special guests that are involved in Nutcracker. That is Eric Otto, who has been here before. Hello, Eric. Welcome back.
Hi, Brad. Thank you for having us.
Eric is Artistic Director of Toledo Ballet, and you brought a friend with you. You want to introduce her?
I did. This is my colleague and friend, Heather Pooley. She is our wardrobe supervisor.
Yes, or as you put it, you're from the wardrobe land, right?
Costume land.
Costume land.
That's right.
You know, I was close. So let's start with you, Heather, and talk a little bit about the plethora of costumes that go into each production of The Nutcracker.
Well, this year, Eric and I met in the summer and went over his vision for the 83rd production of The Nutcracker. And things changed up a little bit from previous years. So my group of ladies started going through what we had in the back and then put the new vibe and spin on things.
Yeah.
So everything has been recreated and everything's been touched.
Well, I imagine that you guys work closely together because you're choreographing Nutcracker and you're creating the costumes. And I imagine that Eric has a lot of input into what you're bringing to the stage.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He kind of gives me a little bit of free space. He tells me a little bit his vision, and then I bounce a couple ideas off of him, and we create it.
You just go with it.
We do.
Yeah. Eric, talk a little bit about your collaboration with Heather.
It's been great. From the very beginning, working with Heather has been, it just feels very natural. And she does a great job in our costume shop. It's just really well organized and put together. But it's great, like what she was saying before, I give her a lot of freedom. But what also I like about Heather is that she tries to stay one step ahead of me, like, and have these ideas that she comes to me because she knows that I'm busy with the rehearsals, with teaching. So that's why I really like our relationship.
Well, you touched on the fact that Toledo Ballet is much more than the Nutcracker. I mean, there are classes that are ongoing, yeah?
Yeah, we have a lot of programming at Toledo Ballet. Nutcracker, obviously, is our bread and butter.
Yeah.
But, you know, throughout the year, we have camps and summer intensives and outreach programs and, you know, our spring performance, and then hopefully a big fall production we'll be able to do.
Heather, are you involved in any of the other productions?
I sure am.
You are?
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Well, we did Cinderella last spring, and I helped with that. And then our showcase, we did that. And then we put together a little teaser of Sleepy Hollow, and we got all those kids' costumes.
For Halloween, maybe.
It was, yeah. Yep, at the Valentine. It was really neat.
Who got to play the head of the swordsman?
The one and only, Eric Otto.
Eric was hiding for a moment. There, yeah, that sounds interesting. Well, the Nutcracker, I mean, this is the oldest Nutcracker in America, right? The 82nd annual,
yeah,
I believe.
Continually, annually. Yeah, I always get it confused, but yes.
So, I mean, it's been going on for a while now.
Correct.
You've been involved with it for a few years now. How do you keep it fresh? How do you change things up for people that are coming back to see the Nutcracker?
Yeah, well, in particular this year, I'm taking it back to my roots, and I'm making the lead roles. I'm bringing it back to small children playing it, and that's what I did when I was a young boy in New York, George Balanchine's production, and I have a soft spot in my heart for that, and we have a lot of kids who are at school, so, and I want to give as much performance opportunity as possible, and so each year, you know, there was a fantastic production in place already here with their sets and costumes, but I'd like to make it our own and each year improve over time certain aspects of the production, ranging from the Mother Ginger dress to maybe a new mechanism that takes the kids off at the end. We've typically been doing a sleigh for years, which is beautiful. And actually, this year we have a couple of surprises. We're getting a new, we've had Chris and Lauren Burrell reconstruct and build and paint a new sleigh. So over the years, it's just trying to add new things, new elements. I know this year I'm very excited about a special surprise in Act Two. It's a piece of music that Tchaikovsky originally had in the score, but took it out. Apparently he didn't like it. So I brought it back in. Well, I'm following in footsteps of a lot of other companies, mainly in Europe, but it's a fun, upbeat, lively solo, and it's called English Toffee.
Oh, nice.
So over the years, you try to add a few little things, a few little surprises, spruce up the costumes, add maybe some new set pieces, and try and really make it our own.
Well, I imagine costuming also changes from year to year. Heather, you want to talk a little bit about what Eric is saying about keeping the show fresh and vital and interesting to people?
Yeah, so the summer we had a group of mothers that while their children were doing the intensives, we were in the warehouse just seeing what was there.
Yeah.
And we found old crowns that were used for Waltz of the Snowflakes. And we added new rhinestones, just they sparkle like glistening snowflakes.
Nice.
Freshened up those. And then after our big photo shoot, I end up coming across the Snow Queen crown that was used and again needed to be redone. So all of that stuff is being preserved and coming back to life, which I think is really neat.
I want to hone in a little bit on some of the recurring aspects of the ballet that are sort of like cameos. You know, when you have Mother Ginger, you talked about refreshing Mother Ginger. You want to talk a little bit about who's playing Mother Ginger this year?
Sure. So it's a great tradition, first of all, here in the Toledo Ballet to have community leaders be a part of our Nutcracker, specifically in the roles of Mother Ginger. This year we have Pat Bow, we have Sean Graham, Michael Ellison, and Andrew Newby from Toledo Spirits. There we go. So we have four community leaders a part of our Nutcracker this year, and it's such a great tradition to have them on stage. I had a rehearsal with a few of them last week just to give them a little bit of backstory with the role, and I also have a great friend and colleague, Michael Ellison, who is able to, he's actually an acting coach and teacher, so he's able to give some really good acting tips.
Yeah. Let's talk about the role of Mother Ginger. It's generally a man dressed as a woman
in
makeup and full makeup, and the little kids that are involved running out from the dress. Heather, you want to talk about the challenges of the dress and making that work on stage?
Well, actually, the men are sitting up in this like cage, like, so it's really not challenging. It's just the guys have to feel comfortable with the big hips.
Yeah, right.
Giving birth to eight ginger snap children.
That's worth the price of admission alone right there.
Absolutely.
To see that. Well, let's talk about the music, because this is with the Toledo Symphony. You all are under the same umbrella here.
Yeah.
And Alain Trudel will be on the podium. This is wonderful music. Yeah. What's your history, Eric, with the music itself?
Oh, geez, I've been listening to this music since I was in my mother's belly, literally. You know, it's been a part of my life since the very beginning. I've been in many, many different productions. And Tchaikovsky's music is just such a wonderful, lush, rich score.
Yeah.
And very recognizable. And I think that probably plays a part of the Nutcracker over the years evolving into an American tradition. Hearing it on TV and in the mall and everywhere. But I've had a lot of experience performing in many different productions with the music. And this is my second conductor I've worked with. I worked with Alain, of course, last year and the Symphony, and they sounded fantastic. Yeah. A few years prior, I was in the Midwest in Illinois and worked with the Heartland Festival Orchestra. And I sort of really got my first experience working with a conductor and having them come to rehearsals and observe. But it's been a really, really good experience. And it's just such a treat for my students and the professional guest artists to come in and perform with this live full symphony.
Yeah. What has that experience been like for you, Heather?
The symphony?
Bringing in the symphony and hearing the music live.
Honestly, there's so much costume going on.
You don't pay attention to the music
really
at all.
I don't really pay attention. It sounds beautiful.
That's all right. It's Eric's job.
Yeah. I mean, I have a dancer at the ballet, and she loves it. She says it's actually much easier dancing with a symphony than having the track to play.
Yeah, and that brings up an issue this is kind of akin to opera, which it was my wheelhouse for many years. And I can see, Eric, where the music has more vitality. It ebbs and flows according to what's going on stage.
Sure.
Can you talk a little bit about the relationship between the dancers and the music?
Yeah, each section of music is different, but has the overall theme of Tchaikovsky's sound. But you know, working with the CD, I like to work with the live, not live, with a CD that has the orchestra, the musicians playing, rather than a piano,
right?
Because it really lets the kids hear the different instrumentation and the quality of it. So when the transition, when we get to the theater, I'm hoping it's a little bit smoother because they've already heard it for months and months.
Yeah.
But yeah, there are different sections of it, and the ebbs and flows come within the sound of the music and how I'm able to choreograph to it.
Yeah. Heather, I'm curious. Let's try to paint a little bit of a picture as to the lead dancers and what they're wearing and what they're going to look like. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so Clara has her party dress, and that is a new costume this year. And then we have the prince. Actually, he has the most costume changes, is our young prince.
You have somebody standing off stage to oversee that?
Oh, yeah. We have lots of fast...
Quick change.
Helpers and...
dressers, yeah.
So... those costumes are all new. We still have used a lot of the stuff that we've used in years past, but giving everything a new, fresh look.
Yeah.
Brighten things up. Just fun. It's fun.
What about we got some candy canes?
Yes, we have candy canes.
Wow, candy canes and English toffee.
English toffee, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're making me hungry already for sweets. Not even Christmas yet. But most of the hit tunes are really in the second act. And story-wise, it's based on the E.T.A. Hoffman story. Talk a little bit about how Clara ends up in this land of sweets.
So she, at the end of Act 1, they sail off in the big, beautiful sleigh that concludes Act 1, and you're supposed to follow the story into, they'd go from the land of the snow into the land of the sweets, and all the different divertissements are representations of countries and candies that perform, which makes it really fun and to choreograph to, because they all have such a great, unique sound and sounds definitely like what I think a candy or a treat would be like.
So, if it could make noise, right? If it could make music.
Exactly. That's what it would sound like. Candy canes are, you know, it's that very recognizable, lively, upbeat, sharp, almost like a peppermint.
Yeah. I'm thinking of like the Russian dancers and the Arabian coffee and
that's all right. Of
that stuff that goes on. I imagine that's a great opportunity also for lots of dancers and lots of student dancers to perform on stage.
Yeah, like I said before, the performance opportunity with a production this size is wonderful for a student-based school because it has so many parts. So many parts, not only just are you standing on stage as a walk-on or a party scene kid, but dancing parts, and specifically in the Act 2 with all the divertissements, and that's the dance-heavy act of the show. But yeah, giving them all that opportunity to perform in these big productions is what I love to do at this school.
So before I get to the rest of the broadcast today, I have a little surprise for you both, okay? But tell us about the guest artists who are performing the leading roles.
Mm-hmm. So we have a couple from the Houston Ballet by the name of Yuriko and Connor who are coming here. They're principal dancers, and we were lucky enough they accepted our invitation to come. And I've known Yuriko for many, many years when we first started out in American Ballet Theater. And so they will be here Thursday in time for the dress rehearsal. And it's going to be great for our students to see what they bring, their refined quality and their talents. And yeah. Hopefully these our kids can look up and aspire to
so it has there. Kind of a pedagogical component as well as performing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. That's what we try to do.
We should mention again, it's December 9th and 10th this weekend, Saturday at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m., and then Sunday afternoon for a matinee at 2 p.m. This is happening at the Stranahan Theater. You can find tickets online by visiting artstoledo.com/Toledo Ballet. Or you can call at the box office at 419-246-8000. And Toledo Ballet is a sponsor of programs here on WGTE. Okay, before I let you go, I have, and I don't have my sound effects here from the old days, Eric, yep. when you would come and talk about Nutcracker. I do have a quiz, however. Okay. I've pared this down to four questions. This is Heather. You're looking at me like you would rather be anywhere else except
back in my costume land.
In that chair right now. Yeah, exactly. And this was from before you came to Toledo, Eric. So you haven't heard this quiz before, okay? So it's a multiple choice. It's good, trust me. Okay. Who is known as the father of the Nutcracker? Was it Wilhelm Fuchner? Was it Franz Anton Ketcherer? Or was it Friedrich Wilhelm Herschel? A, B, or C? Any guesses? What do you think, Heather? You have a 33.33 chance.
I'll go with number two.
Okay, and what do you say, Eric?
Well, I should probably know this, but I honestly don't. I'm going to just go with number one.
Okay, well, Eric is correct.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't have the sound effect, so we have to make our own sound effect. There you go. Wilhelm Fuchner in 1872 made the first commercial production of Nutcrackers using the lathe to create many of the same design. Franz Ketterer invented the cuckoo clock.
So. All right.
and Herschel discovered Uranus, the planet. Right.
I liked how you pronounced that.
Uranus. Yes. You learn something new every day.
I thought you were going in a different... Never mind.
Okay, question number two. The earliest known nutcrackers were made of what material? Was it iron, stone, bronze, or brass? What do you say? We'll go with Eric first this time.
I'm going to say brass.
You say brass? What do you say?
I'll say stone.
Stone. Heather, you win.
Nice.
Yeah, stone. 4,000 to 8,000 years ago, they have been discovered across Europe and the United States, made out of stone.
Of course, and cracking nuts when you're
caveman,
right?
Yeah.
Oh.
That you have to really pay attention to the English language here. Nutcrackers,
yeah,
right?
I know. Did you say Peanut?
Peanut.
Peanut.
I'm going to say 6.
Okay, what do you say, Eric?
What were the other two options after 6?
41 or 88.
Jeez, I'm going to say 41.
Okay, well, Heather wins again. There are 6 cities in California, Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania actually has quite a few. There's Tennessee and there's also West Virginia. Fun fact, there are 41 Springfields and there are 88 Washingtons.
Wow.
Okay, final question. This is your chance to tie it up here,
Eric.
All right,
here we go.
All right. The Nutcracker Museum in Leavenworth, Washington is home to over 7,000 specimens, probably one of the world's largest collection of nut opening devices. The museum has a mascot. What is the mascot of the museum? Is it Carl, a 6-foot-tall, beer-drinking, lederhosen-wearing nutcracker? Is it Kurt, a 10-foot-tall mouse with a crown that will eat anything you put in his mouth, preferably nuts? And or is it Clara, a beautifully ornate wooden carving of the ballet's heroine, all made of one very large piece of wood? A, B, or C? Carl, Kurt, or Clara? What do you say, Otto?
I'm going to go with Clara.
Clara? Okay, what do you say? I said your last name, so I should say your last name, Pooley. Right? What do you say, Pooley?
I'm going to agree with Eric.
Okay, what did you say, Eric? Clara?
I said Clara, just because that's the world we're in.
Yeah, well, it's Carl. A 6-foot-tall, beer-drinking, lederhosen-wearing nutcracker. There's actually a picture of him online if you go looking for a 6-foot-tall Carl drinking beer and wearing lederhosen.
Oh, jeez.
So congratulations, Heather. You maintained your lead, and you are the winner of the quiz. We'll get a sound effect from Eric signifying that.
Wah, 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 wah.
That's very good. That's very good. We'll record that after we're done here. I want to thank you both, Eric Otto and Heather Pooley. Heather is the Toledo Ballet's wardrobe supervisor. Eric is, of course, the artistic director of Toledo Ballet. We'll mention one more time, it's happening this weekend, December 9th and 10th, Saturday at 2 p.m. and also at 7 p.m. And then on Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m., it's happening at the Stranahan Theater, the longest-running annual production of The Nutcracker in North America. This is Toledo Ballet's 82nd Nutcracker. You can find more information online at their website at artstoledo.com/Toledo Ballet, or you can call the box office at 419-246-8000. And Toledo Ballet, as well as Toledo Symphony, are both sponsors of programs on FM 91. Eric and Heather, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Thanks for having
us.
Thank you.